Representative Chuck Rock, I apologize for the interruption. I'm going to instruct the Sergeant of Arms when we adjourn this evening to change the tape during an at-ease when we get down near the end rather than wait right till we get right to the end. So if you'd continue, please.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I don't know what else to say. I think I've said enough. Question.
Andy Martin.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just shortly, I wholeheartedly agree with Representative Chuck Rock in that it seems like what we're doing here on the floor is giving in to the human weaknesses of our neighbors, of our brothers and sisters and family members. At times, you must show real love for those you care for, and discipline is a way of showing love. Some of the honorees of this amendment number two, and actually pure legislation that was done on the floor with very little thinking, is that we have given in to the weaknesses and said, yes, we will allow you to have all the rights you want into misusing your body and the misusing drugs. And then when you get in trouble, please come and let us know, and we will set up all kinds of clinic and halfway houses and everything else. Mr. Speaker, I'd like to ask the promoters of this amendment number two, with all its amendments, if they've had an update fiscal note, if they have any idea, not only in the human suffering, but what will it cost the state to promote this bill? Thank you.
Representative Halford.
Mr. Speaker, I can't help but go back to this section of one of the amendments to Amendment 2, which I think is what this bill or this amendment is going to be remembered for. I think it's going to be remembered for legalizing the transfer of up to $250 worth of marijuana. I think that's what we're doing, and that's what the advocates of this amendment are saying. I think it's a very clear message that we aren't passing a tough drug bill at all. That's all.
Is there further debate? The question is, shall the House adopt Amendment Number 2 as amended to the Judiciary Committee substitute for House Bill 180? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their vote? Clerk may take the roll.
The roll shows 21 yeas, 19 nays.
So amendment number two has been adopted. Representative Rogers.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the House rescind its action in adopting Amendment Number 2 and ask the members to vote no.
Representative Halford.
At ease, please.
House please stand at ease. Let me remind the... members of the body that we are trying to demonstrate some decorum. The motion before the body is a motion to adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning, and it's not debatable. It's not debatable. Representative Randolph, House please stand at ease. Representative Halford.
Mr. Speaker, since there was some question as to whether we were back to order when I placed the prior motion, I intend to place that motion again. I would just like to point out that that is my motion. It's 11 o'clock at night. It's not necessarily a motion to the caucus or anything else. It's 11 o'clock at night. This is a major amendment. It has never been drafted that I know of in one form where people can look at it. And I think it's important that we get a chance to look at it. So at this time, I move that we adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow.
There is objection. Motion is not debatable. Take a roll call vote. Representative O'Connell.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would like to move to amend that motion. And my amendment, Mr. Speaker, would be that we adjourn until such time as this amendment can be prepared and given to us in writing.
There is objection.
Point of parliamentary inquiry, Mr. Speaker. Point of parliamentary inquiry.
State your point, Representative Brown.
Mr. Speaker, is it possible to adjourn to a time stated in that way, or do we either adjourn or adjourn to a time certain? I've never heard of a situation where you adjourn to a contingency based upon events or upon the actions of somebody or other.
Representative Hofford.
Mr. Speaker, I don't know that it could be phrased exactly that way. However, the effect of it would be that we would come back in on a normal adjournment motion at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning if, in fact, it couldn't be duplicated and made available to us in its complete form before then.
Representative Gardner.
We have an at ease.
House, please stand at ease. Order. Representative O'Connell.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I withdraw my proposed amendment to the adjournment motion.
Without objection, the amendment to the adjournment motion is withdrawn. Brings us back to the main motion.
Point of parliamentary inquiry, Mr. Speaker.
State your point.
What is your interpretation under Rule 39 with regard to the status of this matter if the adjournment motion were to pass? Will we be under second or third reading tomorrow in that there's at least one more amendment on the clerk's desk at this time?
Representative Hofford.
Mr. Speaker, I would amend the adjournment motion or withdraw it to amend it to clarify that we would be in second reading.
Representative, the question is asked to the speaker as to state your point of order.
Under Rule 39, I happen to have a chance to look at it, and I believe that not only is there a pending amendment on the clerk's desk, but I believe the rescinding motion is also the type of motion that would, under Rule 39, mean that we would not go to third reading and stay under second reading, even without the amendment on the clerk's desk.
That would be my interpretation, that we would be back in second reading tomorrow. After adjourning this evening, assuming we don't go any further tonight. Are you ready for the question?
Inquiry, Mr. Speaker. Even if we do go further tonight and fail to rescind our motion, we could still be in second reading, could we not?
It's possible.
Thank you.
The question before us is an adjournment motion to 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their vote? Clerk may take the roll.
The roll shows 17 yeas, 23 nays.
The adjournment motion has failed. This brings us back to a motion to rescind. Would you restate the rescinding motion, please?
Mr. Speaker, I move that the House rescind its action in adopting Amendment Number 2 and ask the members to vote no.
Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would ask the members to vote yes.
Just a minute.
Question is,
wait a minute.
Are you ready for the question?
No. I don't know if it's going to work or not. It's not going to work. Okay. don't think there's any more room.
Representative Makins, state your point.
Well, there's no room for a number two.
His request to vote no, I...
Let's see if I can do something else.
Are you ready for the question? Question is, shall the House rescind its action in adopting amendment number two as amended to the Judiciary Committee substitute for House Bill 180. Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their vote? Clerk may take the roll.
The roll shows 19 yeas, 21 nays.
So the motion to rescind has failed. Will the clerk please read the next amendment to the Judiciary Committee substitute for House Bill 180? Representative Rogers?
May we have a brief at ease?
House, please stand at ease. We have before us the Judiciary Committee substitute for House Bill 180. The clerk does have another amendment on her desk. It's a very short amendment, and in order to save time, I've asked her not to reproduce it, and I'm just going to have her read it. So if you will refer to your Judiciary Committee substitute, I think you can easily see what the amendment is all about. Will the clerk please read amendment number three?
Amendment number three by Rogers to Committee Substitute for House Bill 180, Judiciary, page 4, line 28, delete, keeping, or.
Representative Rogers.
Mr. Speaker, I'd move and ask unanimous consent for the adoption of the amendment.
Object. Representative Rogers, you just have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The section that this amendment looks at is the section on misconduct involving a controlled substance in the fourth degree, which is a Class C felony. And it says this subsection 4 we're looking at, it's a Class C felony to have or maintain a store, shop, warehouse, dwelling, et cetera, which is used for keeping or distributing controlled substances in violation of this chapter. Mr. Speaker, that would mean that in addition to that having in excess of 4 ounces of marijuana, for example, in a home, that it, in addition to the misdemeanor penalty for the possession of 5 ounces of marijuana, there would be a C felony for having it in the house. So there would be essentially double jeopardy on the same offense. Mr. Speaker, I agree with the remainder of this, which would make it a felony to have a store, shop, warehouse, dwelling, building, et cetera, that's used for distributing controlled substances, but not for keeping controlled substances. And that's the purpose for the deletion of the words keeping or.
Is there further debate? House, please stand at ease. Back to order.
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Brown.
Speaker, if you'll allow some leeway before too many people stray here, I want to indicate that there will be a Democratic caucus at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning in the Butcherovich Room. Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that we adjourn until 10 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Object. There is objection. Ready for the question? Be roll call vote. Give the clerk time to get it in the computer. Question is, shall the House adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their vote? Clerk may take the roll.
The roll shows 17 yeas, 23 nays.
The motion to adjourn has failed. We're back to amendment number 3, Representative Rogers.
Mr. Speaker, if we're going to continue work on this, I wonder if I could make a request to the majority leader to make a recess motion for 5 minutes so people can get some coffee if we're going to work through the night.
Representative Halford.
Mr. Speaker, I had a question on the amendment.
State your question.
Mr. Speaker, the amendment deletes keeping or, and it relates to any of the controlled substances in violation of 1730. I think the maker of the amendment might just be concerned with marijuana, but I think the amendment affects heroin, cocaine, and all the other hard drugs, and what might be maintained as a place for keeping of those hard drugs in violation of the statute.
Representative Rogers.
Mr. Speaker, the point here is that as it now reads, there are two penalties here. One, possession of various amounts of various controlled substances are listed on all these schedules. So those are already crimes. What we're saying is, in addition to possessing, it's a crime to possess it where you possess it. And, Mr. Speaker, I don't think that's the intent of the law. Mr. Speaker, I believe that the intent is to make it a Class C felony to use one of these structures for distribution of controlled substances. Mr. Speaker, for keeping controlled substances is a completely separate issue and would make a Class C felony of what is otherwise a Class B misdemeanor, that is, possession of certain amounts of the controlled substances, or which is a Class A misdemeanor, that is to say, possession of certain amounts of Schedule 3 and 4 A controlled substances. Mr. Speaker, it already is a Class C felony to possess any amount of a Schedule 1A or 2A controlled substance. If people will look up on line 7 of the same page, we say that it's a Class C felony to possess any amount of heroin or any amount of cocaine. Now down here we're saying it's also a Class C felony to keep a store or a shop or your home and possess any amount of a Schedule 1A or 2A controlled substance. So I think this is duplication. This is in both, it was in the original Judiciary Committee substitute and is in here. I think it's a problem with the bill that we can clean up quite easily.
Representative Hofford.
Mr. Speaker, my question is, though, it says knowingly maintains or keeps the store, shop, warehouse, or whatever, which is used. So that if he knowingly maintains it and it's used, although he may never possess and have possession, the control required for possession of the articles, he still knowingly maintains it and it's used for that purpose. I think it may apply also to the in rem provisions that deal with those articles, and again, as they deal with the more serious violations than the violations that the prior speaker has mentioned.
Representative Cotton.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Speaker. Maybe one of the attorneys could answer this, but it seems like if a person maintains this store, he also possesses whatever material happens to be in there. So I assume that somebody has to be responsible for what's there, and as a result, somebody would be assumed to be in possession. So I think that the point is he already is in possession of whatever the controlled substance might be, and as a result, he's already eligible for certain penalties as a result of that possession. And this is a double imposition, and in some cases, two different types of penalties are applied. I think that there's a problem there. I'm not sure that this is the best way to clean it up, but I think that there is a problem definitely there.
Representative Brown.
May we have a short at ease, please?
House, please stand at ease. Representative Halford.
Mr. Speaker, there apparently is a problem with this amendment that needs some more work, and since we've used up the rescinding motion on this overall amendment, which contains it, there's no way to reconsider it there. So I would at this time move that we hold the bill, hold Committee Substitute House Bill 180 Judiciary amended in second reading for tomorrow's calendar, and then we can go ahead and advance down the calendar and adjourn.
With any pending amendments?
That's with pending amendments.
With pending amendments. Representative Brown.
Mr. Speaker, I support the motion.
Do you ask unanimous consent? Is there objection to the motion? The next item on the daily calendar is the committee substitute for Senate Bill 203. Representative Halford, I entertain a motion to hold that over in second reading.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent Senate Bill 203 be held in second reading till tomorrow's calendar.
That's Senate Bill 2, committee substitute for Senate Bill 203, as amended in finance, will be held over without objection until in second reading for tomorrow's calendar. That brings us to the end of the daily calendar and down to unfinished business. Is there any unfinished business which needs to come before the House? Announcements, any announcements? Representative Brown.
Speaker, maybe when we were trying to shoot from the hip a little too fast there, I preliminarily to a cheap shot earlier, I did indicate there'd be a Democratic caucus at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning in the Butcher of Atrima, and I want to make sure people didn't miss that.
Are there further announcements? Special orders? Representative O'Connell? House, please stand at ease. Representative O'Connell.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The coalition will have its regular morning caucus at the same time, same place.
Representative Halford.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent the House stand adjourned until 10 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Hearing no objection, the House stands in adjournment until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.